Healthcare workers are being told that there's no money. Vacancies are going unfilled. Staff, they're working to exhaustion. Patients, they're waiting longer and longer. Children are waiting months for assessment. But yet, on the other hand, somehow your government, no problem, fines €127,000 for a designer bike shed that was signed off without blinking an eye. And you know what the most outrageous part of all of that is? There were vastly cheaper options available. Because you've examined options that included less than €7,000, one €10,000, another one €21,000. But no, 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 no. You chose an option that was 20 times dearer than that. And what was the excuse for all your waste? What's the excuse for this? Is it because it had tougher glass? Because it looked nicer? Because the spacing was a bit better? Because the hospital green team thought it might be more publicly acceptable? Minister, if this was satire, it would be unbelievable. Patients are being treated in trolleys, in corridors, in our hospitals, in Kerry and elsewhere. That's the reality. Families are desperately trying to access the care and supports that they need. Staff that are being burnt out, that are leaving the system. And now, on top of all of that, you've imposed a recruitment embargo in parts of the health system. And while essential posts go unfilled under your watch, your government signs off on a luxury bike shed and lectures the public about value for money and the need to tighten your belts in these challenging times.